We left off in the middle of the Gemara. We're holding by the end of this Braisa. We learned that Braisa on Teh Samed Aleph. Four lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan on the Braisa says that there are three dinim that are shared in common between Get Isha and Shtar Shikh Rebbe Knaim. That we learn out of Dere Shavu Lalom Isha. So the three dinim are Shavu Lamaylach Lamevi. That when you send the Shliach Loilacha both by Get and by Shtar Shikh Rur, the shliach loyloch has to be present when the get is written and when it's signed, so that prior, immediately prior to get, we left off in the middle of the Gemara. We're holding by the end of this Braisa. We learned that Braisa on Teh Samed Aleph. Four lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan on the Braisa says that there are three dinim that are shared in common between Get Isha and Shtar Shikh Rebbe Knaim. That we learn out of Derech Shavu Lalom Isha. So the three dinim are Shavu Lamaylach Lamevi. That when you send the shliach loilacha both by get and by shtar shichrur, the shliach loilacha has to be present when the get is written and when it's signed, so that prior, immediately prior to giving over the get, he has to say in the presence of the bezin. We learned already the dinim. Second then is that usually if you have a shtar that has an 8 kusi, the kusim were the goyim who converted in the days of the Tanakh and say from Malachim, they converted. And at the time that they originally converted, they were goyim gemurim, because the conversion was lacking kabbalah al mitzvah. They were still worshipping Avodah Zarah, the pasuk says, as Elohim ha'yavodim. They never were kabbalah al mitzvah. And if a ger converts, a goy converts without kabbalah al mitzvah, he blibes a goy gomer. But later on, historically, we assume that later on, shuv chazrim in his gairu. That's how Taisus explains. So we assume yikir adin akusi is geri emesheim. Geri Amisai means that there was a second Geris that did have a Kabbalah Sal Mitzvah. So we assume that they're Jewish. However, the Kusim are not so medactic and Shmiris Sal Mitzvahs over the generations. So that's why there's a problem. So the Gemara says some of the Kusim were medactic and many of them were not medactic. So any other Shtar that has signatures on it, and one or both of the signatures is a Kusi, so we wouldn't accept it. Except for the case of a get isha and a shtar shikh rebbe knaim, for some strange reason or another, we're going to learn again the Gemara. So then by get isha we're mekel. The first thing we're fana nechem is a chumra, we're machme. By get isha and by the shlich lo halacha by shtar shikh rebbe knaim. And here it's a kula that if you have an 8 kusi, so then we are mekel by get isha and a shtar shikh rebbe knaim. Why is Psa Kula? Usually your Machmer, so the Gemara is going to say this Kula is based on a Chumra. It starts off as a Chumra and then that Chumra leads to a Kula. And the third din is also a Chumra, that any Shtar that was written by HaKoyesh Olav B'Kehovim was filled out in the Goyish courts is acceptable, even though it's signed by Nochrim, Afal Pishol Chesmeim of the Kehovim Sheirim, we would accept it because we assume that they're not going to be Meshaker, they're telling the court, they're telling the truth. But by get isha doesn't help that they're telling the truth, because it has to be written in the Shema, has to be signed with kosher edim, and it's no good. Fine. So the Gemara asked the kasha, there are several more dinim. Just to chazer again, the two kashas that we were left with was, the two kashas were, what about mechuber? That a get that's written on mechuber lekarka is no good, and a shtar shikh rebbe knaim written on mechuber lekarka is no good. And what about lishma? The Shema is needed both by Get Isha and by Shtar Shikh Rebbe Knaim. The Gemara had different kashas, so that's what we're holding by over here. So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, Elo, on the second line on the top of Yud Amin Aleph, Elo, the Braisa is listing off, the Gemara said, why not mention there's no Get Lachamisa and there's no Shtar Shikh or Lachamisa? The Gemara says, no, that's a din in all shtaris. That's a universal din in every shtar. We're trying to single out, we're trying to pinpoint the dinim that only these two shtaris have in common. The Dafke Get Isha and the Shtar Shikh Rebbe Knaim, they have in common, all other shtaris don't. Now the Gemara even says further, we're trying to pinpoint the dinim that a Get Isha and a Shtar Shikh Rebbe Knaim have in common, and it doesn't even apply to a Shtar Kiddushin. Usually a Shtar Kiddushin is learned out from a Get Isha, Makish Abai Litzio. How do you know the Chlal that there's such a Oifen of being Mekadosh and Isha with Shtar? Kiddushin Kesev is learned out from Maris Amachpelo, Kicha Kicham is the Ephron, Kicha Chishisha. And it says that Avram Avinu bought the Maras HaMachpelah b'loshen kicha, b'ikachos kol ha'aretz miyodeh. And Kiddush should be as a different pasuk. Kicha chishisho b'yolo. Kiddush shtar. There is no pasuk. So the Gemara says, how do you know that it exists? So it's only learned that makish havai litzio. The only way to make gerishin is ayide shtar. That's the only way. So by Kiddush. And also we say there's a third form of Kiddush and shtar. So since you're learning out Kiddush shtar from gerishin, So it has all the dinim. So in the Mela you need lishma by writing a shtar kiddush, and in the Mela you need that it should be written not on mechub lekarka also. So that's what the Gemara says. The Braisa is listing off the things that are shared in common by these two lapuki shtar kiddushim. Shtar kiddushim should have also been together. Lola meyisha, makrish havayli yitzir should have all been together. We're listing off the dinim that are only shared in common by these two. So b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta, a special takana, and the kusi is also only special over there. The dinim that don't apply to shtar kiddushim. Frek the Gemara akashe. But it's not always gehalt. And the Gemara asks on the fourth line from the top. Chazara gufa isa b'kiddushin. The Gemara asks Akasha. The Braisa said on the third line from the top of Tes on the base. The Gemara said that according to the Chachamim, the Rav Meir, there are only three dinim that they have in common: the get isha and the shtar shel chavei ktanim. Okay, dibre Rav Meir be arbon. According to Rav Meir, there's a fourth din that they have in common. What's the fourth din? That both by get isha and by shtar shichur aviknaini, even if I gave it to someone, and I said be zeicha and the get on behalf of my wife, be zeicha and the shtar shichur on behalf of my aviknaini. So we assume a get isha is nishken schus. It's a chayvul isha shetaytzi mitachas baylo. And Rameh holds that even a shtar shichur aviknaini tefid aviknaini is also a chayvul. We don't pass them like that. We pass them that a get isha is a chayvul. Unless you know bevadai, absolutely bevadois, with a very strong gumdina that she wants it. Shulchan Aruch they give cases. But if you don't know bevadois, you assume under normal circumstances, even if there isn't such gevaldik shalom bais, you also assume that it's a chayvul, it's not a schus. So the way we pass on halacha, they're not equal. Get isha is a chayv, and you cannot say zay zeicha the get for my wife. Mashenich and shtar shichur aviknaini, that will be a schus. But kedivri Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, is be abo, that they have in common that din also. Frek the Gemara, if you are telling me that the Braisa is only listing off the dinim that are shared in common by get isha and by shtar shichur aviknaini to the exclusion of shtar kiddushin, even though it should have been together, it's not been a get isha the rabbanon. So Frank, what about Chazara? Chazara is the same by Kiddushin? What, I decide I want to marry a girl. I didn't discuss it with the girl yet. I didn't propose. I never took her out on a date. I make up my mind. Everyone wants to marry me. I'm the most handsome and wealthiest and everything and the smartest and everything. I give you a shtar kiddushin. I say, you be zeicha the shtar kiddushin on behalf of God. It's ridiculous. So of course you don't say zeicha. She doesn't know who I am. So the Gemara effect, Takash, but Chazara gufa, he said, be Kiddushin. By kiddushin zicha, you can back out. You can't say zochin adam b'shloi b'fana.
Who can back out?
The chassan gives the shtar kiddushin to another person.
Back out. Yeah. Are you the girl wants? You mean
if you would have said it, I'm talking the most handsome person in the world and the best catch in the world. So you say the kiddushin is ready chal with the girl, and the chassan can't back out. The girl can always back out.
Yeah.
Whenever you do zochin adam b'shloi b'fana. So let's say I want to give him a tonne, and the person is not here, so I give it to you and you're kind of for him. So the first time the person hears about it, that he was zeicha matone, he has the bravery to say, I don't want it. If he says, I don't want, so he cancels the whole thing. Like the Gemara says to buy matone like that. If you are kind of matone for someone, and then his initial reaction is that he doesn't want it. The Gemara says, by ger kota, not bilam also adaz bezin. If you adopt a little goyishit child, and you convert the child, so you assume that his zochel adam b'shloi b'fana is going to be brought up by a religious home, so it's a toiva for him that he's going to become a yid. But then, when he finds out about it, when he becomes a bar das, when he becomes bar mitzvah, and he finds out about it the first time that they have converted him, and then he thinks, who wants to be Jewish? He'd rather remain a goy. So then the Gemara says, Igdi, the yichadim limchas, he can break it up. Any act of zochel, the other person can back out if that's his initial reaction. So that's for sure. If I give a shtar kiddushin to somebody to be kind on behalf of a girl that she certainly would want to marry me, so when she finds out about it, she's not interested in marrying me, avada, she can back out. Can I back out? So the Gemara says, of course I can back out. How can you say zochel adam b'shloi b'fana if it doesn't get off the ground? Who says that she wants to marry me? That's not a schus. Shtishchichur aviknaini, we assume, will probably be a schus. Every normal abbot would probably prefer to be freed. So we assume that that's a schus, but kiddushin is not. So Frek the Gemara, if you're telling me that the Braisa is only listing off the dinim that are shared in common by shtar, shichur aviknaini, and get isha, the dinim that don't apply to kiddushin. So Frek the Gemara, what about chazara? Chazara, that then applies to kiddushin as well. So why is that mentioned in the Braisa? And for the Gemara, b'shlichus bal korcho, we're talking in the Braise, there's a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos how to read the pshat. So Rashi learns like this. The Braise is talking about a case where I made a shliach to give the get bal korcho of the isha. I made a shliach to give the shtashicha bal korcho of the evakneini. Get isha and shichur evakneini are the two kinyonim, it's a kinyon shtar, where I have to give the kinyon, I have to give the shtar to the other person when asam biyoda. It's a kinyan that I can do bal korcho of the other person. If I die, so my children get the Yerusha bal korcho, even if they don't want it, they can spring, they don't want it, they get the Yerusha anyway. The Pishnayim, the Bchor doesn't get Pishnayim bal korcho. If it says he's Mevater, he doesn't want it, the Gemara says the Bchor can be Mevater. He doesn't want it because Rahmana, Matana, Kai Rahmana says, Loss is not Pishnayim, it's like a Matana. So if he doesn't want the Pishnayim, it's Nish. But if he says, I don't want a Yarshin, I have three sons. After I die, one or two of the sons say they don't want a Yarshin. So the din is they get the Yerusha Bal Kochma. If they don't want, they can be Mafkir, they can be Makne to the other brother, but they can't just say we want to be Mesalak ourselves. And there is no such thing. They get Yerusha Bal Kochma because Yerusha doesn't require any Maisekinyan. But here you have a case where I have to make a Maisekinyan Shtar.
Yeah,
Gerishin consists of a Kinyan Shtar that I give in Asam B'Yodah. This is Tfisis Bala Shtar, my wife has to hold on to it. I want to be Meshach of the Abaknaini B'Shtar, I give him over the Shtar. And nonetheless, we learn out from the Psukim that the get can be given bal korcho of the Isha, it's an Aveira, but the get can be given bal korcho and the Gerishin will be Chal, and the Shichar Avikneini can also be done bal korcho.
What message does he need?
It has to be Biyoda.
Kinyan Yad. That's it. Nasan Biyoda, either Kinyan Yad, Achotim, Sam Yoda is Rabbi, Nasan Bechatera is also good, but you need, she should do the Kinyan. No, it's the Kinyan Yad. It's the Kinyan Shtar, and every Shtar has to have a Tfisis Bala Shtar. So I have to give the get to the Yad Ha'isha, that's called the Tfisis Bala Shtar. So under normal circumstances, I want to give a maton at this, I want to give a maton of Karka. Karka is Nikta Mishtar. I want to create a Hischaivis moment. I write, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1 million, and I give you a Shtar. So by you holding on to the Shtar, you kind of the Hischaivis that I should owe you $1 million, only if you want to. If you don't want to, so you're not kind of bal korcha, but by Getisha, my star sheikh Rebbe Knaini, these kinyanim can even be chal bal korcha. By Kedushin, of course not. Kedushin is not chal bal korcha. But these two are chal, because these two are different kinds of kinyanim. It's a kinyan to break a previously existing kinyan. There's marriage, and then the get is a kinyan shtar. For what purpose?
To break the marriage.
To break the marriage. And the shtar shichur is to break the shibud. It is no longer, I no longer own the evik. If I sell the evik knaini to someone else, I'm not breaking. My ownership of the evik knaini is transferred over to someone else. I have to give me daita, I can't give bal korcha. So we learn out from the psukim that these are unique kinyanim. It's a kinyan to break a previous kinyan. So the halacha says you can do it bal korcha. So Rashi learns taich like that. That we're talking about a special case where the husband or the odon wants to divorce his wife al korcha. We know that she doesn't want, and we know that the yevet doesn't want to go free. That's how Rashi seems to learn. So we're talking about a case where it's bal korcha. So the only such a parallel doesn't exist in kiddushin. You can't have a shliach. We know it's not going to get off the ground. So that's why the Braise, that's why this case is unique. This case is unique to get and to shtashich evik nani, because where else in the world can you have a kinyan that's done bal korcho? That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Tosfos says it can't be. Tosfos says, how is it possible? The Braise is recording a machlekes Rav Meir and the Chachamim, whether you assume that the shtashich evik nani is probably a schus. Oh, it's not necessarily a schus. If you know that it's a case bal korcho, you know in advance that the yevet doesn't want to go free. So holidays, it's not a schus. You don't say in abstract, shichur evik nani is always a schus. You don't say it like that. You have to judge in each and every individual case. Like we said, the get isha means that it's always a chayvo. So we quoted the Gemara in the end of Yevamos, that sometimes hamazake gets lishta b'mokam yovam, the husband is about to die and he has no children, the wife is going to need chalitza from the brother, after I die, and he's going to give her a hard time to have the chalitza. So it says in the poskim, the Gemara has anybody's life sheet because Bizman Gemara they still practice Yibum. So maybe she does want to have Yibum, maybe she'll want to marry him. We don't know. But Bizman has said that we don't allow Yibum by the Ashkenazim, we don't allow Yibum. So just to require chalitza, so she's going to have the headache of having chalitza from the brother. So that zikhar is supposed to free her from the need to have chalitza. So you see, in Shulchan Aruch they say that you don't make a statement that a get isha is always a chayv and a shtashich evik nani is always a schus. No, You're talking about what the likelihood is, what the probability is. So usually you assume 99% of the cases that Gedisha is going to be a chayv, it's not going to be a sluice.
But here,
by Shichar Abeknani also, it's not that the Chachamim the Rameh say that by definition every Shtar Shichar is considered a sluice. No, you assume it's not everybody wants to go free. But if you know in advance, you're talking about a Shtar Shichar Bal Korchai. You know in advance that the Abeknani doesn't want. So how can you call that a sluice? About it's a chayv. That's what Taisitainis against Rashi. How can you say that that's what the Bryce is talking about? It can't be. It can't be. That's the Kasha against Rashi.
Whether it's a schus or not, it has nothing to do with it. He has still the right to give it Bal Kocho.
Right.
So that's the unique to the getting Shtar Shichar.
I mean, the Bryce should have mentioned that as another din that they have in common. No
hakasha. That's the only thing.
No hakasha. Why didn't the Braisa mention that then?
Because
I don't know.
That's
tamag with the kasha. The Braisa lists off three dinim that they share in common. So Tosis has kashas. That's included in Tosis kasha. Oh. How come the Braisa didn't
mention
that? Tosis kasha. The last line of Bishlichas Bal Korcha. Little Tosis Bishlichas Bal Korcha. They say Bikasha. That's your kasha. Why doesn't say they have this in common? That by Getisha and Shtar Shichar Ektan, he can give it Bal Korcha. It's a kasha. It's a very stark kasha. They have no text? I don't know.
Isn't it get not power to give it to a shliach of the Yishu Bal Korcha? That's from the shliach of Kabbalah. Bal can't give the shliach to the Bal Korcha.
Didn't you say
that in the beginning of the Sechke Yishida? That if the woman makes a shliach of Kabbalah, you can't get to the shliach of Bal Korcha.
I don't remember saying that, but here Grady we're not talking about that. We're talking about the Baal sends the Shlich Lo Helocha.
You give the Gat.
Zechiyah.
You're supposed to say Zochen over here.
Yeah.
Zochen is the Tam Shlichus, and the Shlich itself you can't get
Balkar. No, her Shlich he can't give Balkar. Why not? Why can't you give the get Balkar? Unless he says, I don't want to serve as a Shlich. What he says, I don't. So who made the Shlich a Shlich? I mean, the Isha made a Shlich.
She can't be.
And now she says, I rescind the Shlichus. It means she says, I want you to remain a shliach, but I don't want you to accept the get now. So that's all. That's right. So you're right. That's no good because shliach sheshina b'shlichusoy. Let's say the woman sends a shliach lekabolas a get, and she says, I only want you to accept the get when no one's watching. I don't want to be embarrassed. In Paris, dafke in Paris, not in New York, where everybody knows dafke far away. And then the shliach is mekabel get in wrong city. So the Mishnah say later it's no good. If there's a kfeidah, if it's latamara mokum, she says my husband lives in Paris, go find him and get the get. And then she finds her husband in Eretz Yisrael. So it doesn't make a difference. But if she says dafke in Paris, then there's a kfeidah, then shliach sheshinim shlichus is no good. Yes, sometimes it then will be that the shliach lekabola cannot receive the get bal korch of the isha. If she rescinds the shlichus, or she made a kfeidah in the shlichus, that's a shliach sheshinim shlichus. But theoretically, the Baal can give the get Bal Korcha.
If the Isha makes a Shalich Le Kabbalah, so by definition it is not Bal Korcha.
Right.
Yeah.
Alpi Pashtus. This is a difficulty with Rashi. So Tesis learns a totally different shot. Tesis quotes Rabbeinu Hanan learns a different shot. But the way Rashi learns, there's a famous, I said last week I was using a different Gemara. But last week I had a Gemara where it said on the side that there's a Nadi Behuda. There's a Chuvas Nadi Behuda. The Nadi Behuda had a big machloek. Oh, you brought a Nadi Behuda. Oh, okay. Oh, I don't remember already which. In the first Chelik Nadi Behuda, he has a Chuvas that made such a storm. So he has in the second Chelik, Rabbonim sent him letters that he's wrong. Everybody sent him letters that he's wrong. He keeps on defending. Has a lot of chuvas like that. The Madura Tinyana has quite a few chuvas where he tries to defend what he wrote in the Madura Kama, his position in the first one. Yes. That's why they say that the second Chelik is a little weaker than the first Chelik. Because a lot of them are just defending what he wrote. Maybe he should have given in. So there was some kind of a big issue. It's very unclear. Grada, a few months ago, somebody published, Achsidi Shayid published a whole historical study of what was going on. He documented as much as he could, but he still couldn't figure out what was going on. It was a Maisa Shahid, the Nadi Behuda's niece got divorced, and that was, I think, 11 years after the get, the Nadi Behuda wrote a tshuva that the get was no good. What did he write? What did he wake up 11 years after the get? Very unclear. So this, it was in the Stolen Torah journal, Beis Yisrael, the Beis Aharon Yisrael, I think. So there's a long maimer where he quoted all the tshuvas. Want to try to figure out who were all the rabbanim involved? Try to figure out a little bit. Still couldn't figure out what was going on. So the Nadav Yehuda Gepaskin, Nadav Yehuda said that the get was not chal. Why? Because the husband didn't give the get in person. He sent the shliach, and he knew that his wife was not going to accept the get. She didn't want to get divorced. So he told the shliach, you force the get into her hand. You give her the get bal koch. So the shaila was, the zecherim de Rabbeinu Gershom is man hazeh. The Gemara is koidim Rabbeinu Gershom. We'll get to it. The Gemara is koidim Rabbeinu Gershom. We're going to keep that in mind. But b'zman hazeh, the zecherim de Rabbeinu Gershom shalol garish isha bal korcho. So that's an isha de Rabbanon. That's how the Nadav Yehuda assumes. That's an isha de Rabbanon. We suggested that one could perhaps say that maybe it's really an isha de Raisa to give a get bal korcho. So the zecherim de Rabbeinu Gershom wasn't that he made a prohibition. He made it strong. He made a cherem. A cherem means a klola, a curse. That should be, the Gemara says, a cherem is oisis ramach. That is nichnas into the ramach ivorm. That's how the Gemara says in the third parak of Mishkat. In Elam Galchen, that a cherem means a klola, that the person should die. He should drop dead. The curse should be nichnas into the ramach ivorm. He should die. So the pashtus is, let's say, the cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, that you're not allowed to read someone else's mail. That means up until the days of Rabbeinu Gershom, it was permissible to read someone else's mail. The pashtus was always prohibited. How am I allowed to read someone else's mail? The Gemara is up from Pesukim and Chumash. But it was an avera with no punishment, and then Rabbeinu Gershom made a punishment that whoever does it should die, deserves to die. Or it says in Shulchan Aruch, there's a cherem, the Ramo quotes in Ebenezer, there's a cherem hakadmona shalola hakasas ishtoi. So the cherem not allowed to beat up your wife. So until they made the cherem hakadmona, it was mutter to hit your wife. So the pashtus says, avada tenisa to hit your wife. Avada tenisa, they made a cherem. It should be a klala that should be nichnas into Ramach Ivam. They felt it was necessary to make a chem. So it's not so poshut that the achreinim, a lot of achreinim assume the chem that Rabbeinu Gershom not to divorce Bal Koch is only the Rabbanim. The Beis Yosef quotes Rishonim who assume like that. That the chem, like the Nadav Yehuda, that the chem that Rabbeinu Gershom means that it's only an Issa de Rabbanim. It's a question. Okay, Zolzayin Azay. So the Nadav Yehuda has a shaila on the assumption that it's an Avera de Rabbanim. Maybe I should say Ein Shaliach Lidvar Avera. If I sent a shliach to do an Avera, then we have a rule Ein Shaliach Lidvar Avera. What's the din if I send a shliach to do an Avera de Rabbanon? Do you say there also Ein Shaliach Lidvar Avera? Maybe no. Maybe it's only when it's an Avera de Rais. So he quotes a Mishnah Lamelech, has a raya from a Rashi in Bava Kame, Nun Beis or something, by digging a bor, Bishu Saram, has a raya that even by an Avera de Rabbanon, you also say Ein Shaliach Lidvar Avera. So he wants to say over here, that's the first tshuva. Ein Shaliach Lidvar Avera even applies by an Avera de Rabbanon, and therefore the whole get is not chal. So many Rabbanim disagreed with the Nadav Yehuda. That's not what it means. Ein Shaliach Lidvar Avera. Ein Shaliach Lidvar Avera means the Avera doesn't relate back to me, but the get is chal. The get is chal. What's the example that the Gemara has? The Moshe on the first parak in Bava Metzia and Daf Yudam and Beis, I think the Gemara gives a Moshe. A Kohen marries a Grusha. So if the Kohen goes to the Grusha in person, he gives her a ring and he says, Hariat Mekudeshesli. So she's Mekudeshes. It's an Avera. It's an Avera, but the Kedushin is chal. If I give a ring to an Eshesish, I say Hariat Mekudeshes, it's not chal because it's Chavi Krisis. But Hamakadosh Chavi Lavin, so we pass in Kedushin Atopsin. But he's not allowed to live with her. He has to give her a get. What if he sends a shliach and he says, I want to marry that grusha, and the shliach gives the ring to the grusha? So the Gemara says, oh, then the din is ein shaliach lidvar avera. So what is that? Where does that leave you? So Taisus has two pshatim on that daf. One pshat that I'm not, the kohen is not married to the grusha. He's not married. And the other pshat is, no, the kohen is married to the grusha, but the avera doesn't go back. The shliach doesn't get an avera. He's not married to the grusha, and the kohen doesn't get an avera either because he didn't do it. But he is the kedusha achal. So it's 2 days in Taisus. So it's a machlekes in achrayim, also machlekes the tzoris with the nesivus, and it's a whole deal in achrayim. Which way should we assume is the das rov haposkim? Very hard to tell. Yeah. Which way is das rov haposkim? That was one of the tainas that the Chazon Ish had against the hetem mechira. In Eretz Yisrael, when it comes to Nasa Shemitah, so for years and years already, they rely on a Hetem Mechira. So they sell the land to an Arab based on a Gemara later in Gittin. Maybe we'll get to it in the Mems, around Mems 9 or something. So Gemara has later a possibility that if the land belongs to a Nochri, so the laws of Shemitah maybe don't apply. So that's what it's based on. If it's only the Rabbanon. If it's a Din Darais is selling it to a Goy, it's not going to help. Because then King in the Nochri, Baritzel, Lahav Kimi, Atshu Mesamayis. If he sells to a Goy, he still has Kedusha Torah, and it still has all the mitzvahs as well as birth. But if it's only a din derabbanan, so then the Gemara says sometimes you would say yesh kinyan lenachri beretz yisrael hafkiya miyachum esamaisa if you're dealing with a din derabbanan. So that was the deal, what it really says that in the Gemara. Okay, so there were also a mekel. So others tiny, what are you mekel? But it's an isa to sell the end and eretz and sort one nachri. Gemara now what is all that for? Lois echonim, you're not allowed to. It's an avir. That's how the nitziv tiny. The whole hetter mechir only works if the isa shmita is the rabbanon. That's the din of shmita is the raisa, it does work. So you're worried about violating an aver the rabbanon. So you're going to violate an aver the raisa of selling land to the nachri in order to avoid violation of the rabbanon. Huh?
Yeah,
so others taina, that's how the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva. Others taina, that's not lois lechonim. The Gemara learns that three things from the pasuk lois lechonim. We'll be passing all three. It's not a steer. Different levels of interpretation. So one in Avodah Zarah daf chof. The Gemara has chof and Malach. The Gemara has three interpretations. It was just a daf yomi recently.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Gemara has one pshat. One pshat the Gemara is you're not permitted to give a matnas chinam to a nachri.
Yeah.
Another pshat lo yisuchan, I mean lo yisuchen b'yenechem. You're not allowed to say how good looking the Nachri is, or praise how intelligent he is, or what a nice book, or what a good actor, or so on. And then the third din of lo yisuchan is lo sitan lam chanoya b'karka. So the shail is lo sitan lam chanoya b'karka. You're not allowed to sell a chelik of eretz yisrael to a Nachri. Does that have anything to do with the other iser of matnas chinam? What if I'm selling it to the Nachri for my litzavasi? I need a heta mechira, and the Nachri is just going to be like a mechira's comment. It's officially going to belong to the Nachman. He's not going to chip in me. I'm going to have the kibbutz, and I'm going to do all the avodas hakarka. He's not going to get anything out of it. So maybe there, since it's not a matnas chinam, so maybe there's no isa lo yisuchanim of chanoi b'karka. What do you mean? If we're mixing together the two drushes.
Right.
Matan Schinim is Ein Zach, you're not permitted to give a Matan Schinim to a Nachri even in America. And Chanoi Bekarka is an Eastern Eretz Yisrael, even if it's not the Tavas Shal Nachri. That's the Shad. So the Avnei Nezer has a tshuva, and he says Lekula. He writes Lekula. So based on a Masho in Gittin Taki, he has that whenever it's the Tavas Shal Yisrael, he thinks that there's no Eastern in Chanoi Bekarka and selling the land to the Nachri. That's the Shad. Okay. So the Chazanish wrote like this. He held like the Netziv's Taina, that there is an Issa selling the land to the Nachri, you're in violation of Lashachanim, Lashitin Lam Chanoi Bekarka. So he says, and if the farmers would have sold the land directly to the Nachri, to the Arabs, so they'd be over the Issa, but the sale would be valid. But then none of them sell it directly. They all make the Rabbanut, the Shliach, to sell on their behalf. So the Chazanish says, that's the din of Ein Shalich L'Dvar Avera, that the whole sale is not valid. And he says because the Iker, he writes because the Iker is like that day enticed, like the Nevi Yehuda, he says, like the way the Nevi Yehuda assumed that Ein Shalich D'var Avera doesn't only mean that the Avera doesn't go back to the farm. That would be great. The farmer sold, has the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
The land is sold to the Avera, he doesn't have the Avera, and the Rabbanut doesn't have the Avera, it's not their land. And no one's over, the Avera disappeared. The Avera fell in between the cracks, and the sale is valid. So the Chazanish says, no, he holds that the Iker is like the Nevi Yehuda said. Like that day, Taisus has 2 days, on Daf Yudam and Beis and Bav Mitzvah. He says, the Iker is that the whole sale is not valid. I remember Rav Soloveitchik once told us, I think if I'm not mistaken, I think I wrote this in my Sefer. Rav Soloveitchik once said that his grandfather, Rav Chaim, commented on the Maisa with the Nadi Yehuda, that Al Pi Yosher, the Nadi Yehuda was Zichar, right? That the man had no right to get rid of his wife just like that. He didn't want to support his wife anymore, so he just forced. He didn't want to force him first. So he got a hooligan to be the shliach la'aloch and to force it. He forced to get into her pocket in order to get rid of his wife, that he shouldn't have to support her anymore. So he said the Yosha dictated like the Nadi Yehuda. About the aloch, he Rab Chaim held like the other achrenim, that the Iker was that ein shliach l'dvar avera just means the avera doesn't relate back, but the gerishin is chal. So that's a big machlokes. That was a big machlokes. So someone asked against the Nadi Yehuda. Rashi says in the Gemara here, Rashi learns in our Gemara that the husband can make a shliach legarish balkarcha. So now for the Gemara. So this is an Irish Akash. The Gemara is before the Chemder Rabbeinu Gershom, and he's talking after the Chemder Rabbeinu Gershom. Nadi Yehuda is assuming that the Avera to be Megarish balkarcha is only an Avera de Rabbanon. It's an Avera de Rabbanon. If you assume the way I said that it's an Avera de Raisa, then you would have a Kash. It's just a Rabbeinu Gershom not around the Chem, then you'll have a Kash. Maybe then you'll have a kasha. But the way the Nadi Yehuda learns, that's not a kasha. But the difficulty was Nadi Yehuda said, wanted to make it stronger. Nadi Yehuda said, there is a Gemara later Taka in this Pirik. There is a Gemara later. If you on Daf Yud Aleph on the base, towards the Baran, 10 lines from the bottom. Hatoifis Labal Chay B'mokam Shachav L'Acherim Loikon. Omer Rabbi Yechanan. The line begins Hatoifis.
Yes.
A teifis lebalchay, one to the, with the tiny letter vav.
Eight shiras from the bottom up.
Eight shiras, yeah.
Eight shiras from the bottom up.
The line begins, a teifis lebalchay, mokash chav lachem lekan. It means like this. It means like this. I owe money to 10 different people. I owe everybody $50,000. And I'm going bankrupt. I'm gambling away all of my money, and I only have $1,000 worth of assets. So whoever comes and grabs, so call it whoever comes and grabs can keep. So the mice is that none of the people to whom I owe money are here. You're here. I don't owe you any money. So you want to do a taifa, one of the 10 people is a good friend of yours. So you come and your taifa is lebalchay. You come and you grab for the balchay. So if they see that I'm just gambling away all of my money and I only owe money to one person, and you come, and you want to prevent me from gambling away all the money, from wasting the money, so you grab it for that person. So good, so you did a big mitzvah. Just like he could make a piron, he can make the piron by grabbing a tefisa, so you're making the tefisa. But if I owe money to many different people, so you're going to come, you're not one of the balachas, you're going to come and grab for one of them.
And then the other one's
and you make it impossible for the others. Not that I'm wasting all the money, and no one's going to have. The money's going to be here. And instead of something else, one of the other Bali Chayv is coming to grab in person. You're going to grab for someone who's not here. So that's what Rabbi Yechanan says, he can't do that. Why not? Why is it no good? So the Pnei Yeshua has a different interpretation. We'll have to get to the Gemara line. So the Pnei Yeshua has a touch that the Nadiv Yehuda likes that touch. Pnei Yeshua says they were contemporaries.
Yeah.
Yeshua says because
take away from somebody else.
He says, what do you mean
you take
a chay for someone who said, therefore what? You can't call it schuz. How can you say zach on the adam? The only time you say zach if it's a schuz for somebody. Not a chayva, but if it's a chayva for someone else, then how can you call? Why should you say zach
to one
against one? That's what I would have said. Nadiv Yehuda doesn't say that.
That's good.
If the Baal Chayv himself comes to grab, if the Malva himself comes and grabs, he has a right to grab.
It's not called the Mishloi Befonov.
What about
if someone else comes to grab, it's based on Zochem Yad Mishloi Befonov. I do a Maisa for someone else. I myself am not the Baal Chayv, I'm not the Malva. I'm doing a Kinyan, a Piroin on behalf of someone else. I'm sticking my nose in, and I'm not doing a taiva to everybody, I'm doing a chayva to some people. So my chaz is that you have the right to do a taiva for Reuven, and what about Shimon? You're making a hefset for Shimon. If you wouldn't grab, Shimon would be able to come in another 5 minutes and so on.
Shimon can get Reuven come, and he thinks for himself.
That's all right.
No, but that's not based on Zohar. He's doing for himself. If an outsider...
No, but even...
But this sucks.
But if when an outsider wants to make a kinyan for someone who's not here, that's based on Zohar.
What about...
No, so that's a good svara. That's what I would have said. That the reason why Rabbi Yechanan... We pass like Rabbi Yechanan. The reason why Rabbi Yechanan says, Hatayfis Labal Chai B'mokim Shachav L'chem L'Ikona, how can you call it a schus? A schus is only if no one's going to lose and you're doing a taiva for somebody. But if it's clear that someone stands to lose by this maisa, and if you wouldn't have done the maisa, that somebody wouldn't have lost, so what right do you have to do? It's not called zochin, it's called chavin. So there's no din of chavin shalai b'fon. That's what I would have said. Pnei Yeshua does not say like that. It's too easy. I don't know what's wrong with that. Pnei Yeshua with the Nadiv Yehuda do not say it like that. So they learn pshat that it's a form of, Pnei Yeshua learns, that it's a form of ein shalich ledvar aver. Why? The bichab lachrini is a dvar aveira zaktem. What right do you have to decide that Shimon should have the money and Reuven shouldn't? Maybe Reuven should have. So you're being mafsid somebody money, so that's a shtikal aveir. Even though you're really taking the money out here for someone who is entitled to it. But misamcha, why do you have? Why should you have the right to decide who should be the winner?
What if it's the last $1,000?
What if he doesn't know?
If
you're
calling
it
Tom Schwinkler, they have to have the
balabot
of making a shliach and somebody to grab to him, that would be alright.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
A
shayla and taisis.
In other words,
that's
if it's
a shliach,
make up
the right. What if we lose all the money? What if
shayla, that's a machlekes, maybe it's not nitfas and shlichas. Maybe it's not nitfas and shlichas. We'll have to learn the Gemara. No, because the din of zochin liadam shlei befanav, we mentioned last week, a few weeks ago, is chia is a form of shlichus. Chia mitam. Oh, yeah, not the shir, a different shir. There's a big machlekes in the Rishonim how does zochin work. The some Rishonim hold Rashi and Tosfos and all the Chachmei Ashkenaz and the Trumas Hadesh and all the Rishonim, all the Chachmei Ashkenaz from the beginning to the end, they all hold that chia is based on shlichus. If I would have appointed you, let's say, if I would have appointed this person as a shliach to be kind of the matana for me, so you can be kind of, even if I didn't appoint him, somebody wants to give him matana, I don't even know about it, so you can be self-appointed as the shliach. It's an umder in the mukach that I would have wanted to appoint you as a shliach. So shliach is a form of shlichus. And the Chachmi Svarad hold that it's not so. The Ramban, with the Rashbo, with the Ritvo, with the Ran, all the, with the Rambam, all the Chachmi Svarad hold not so. That shliach is a different din. It's not a branch of shlichus. Nafkemina is. What's enough gemina? Zochin works. What's enough gemina? It's a philosophy. There's major enough gemina. There are few enough gemina. Major enough gemina is if you do an act of zochin on behalf of a cotton who's not bar mitzvah. So a cotton cannot have a shliach at all. Not only can a cotton cannot appoint a shliach, a cotton cannot even have a shliach that's self-appointed. The Gemara says that if chotzer shalodam is kainem itam shlichus, the Gemara has a suffix in Bab Mitzvah Daf Yud, whether if I have a chotzer and a dovah shel hefker falls in. Some kind of. So the Gemara has a shaila whether chatzer shalodim kainel lo shalomi daitis chatzim itam shluchoi a chatzim itam yad. So the Gemara says my nafkimine whether chatzer of a cotton would be kainel. If chatzim itam shluchoi, there's no shlichas for a cotton, even though he doesn't have to be memana, his chatzer is a shliach. The chatzer automatically has a din shliach, but still the cotton cannot have any shliach. But if chatzer is mitam yad, then the cotton can have a yad, but he can't have a shliach. So that's the major nafkimine that the Rishonim have. If I want to give a matana to a cotton who's not here, so I give you the matana, and you'll be zeich on behalf of the cotton. So that's a mishnah in the end of Bava Basra, Machloikis HaTanoim, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua. We paskin that it does work. You can be zeich on behalf of the cotton, but there's a Machloikis HaRishayim, whether that works min HaTayra or only min the Rabbanim. So some Rashi and Taisis have the gears in the Gemara, and there's a neshach that zechiyah on behalf of a cotton could only be mid the Rabbanan. It can't be mid the Torah because he is mitam shliches. It's considered as if the one who's here picking up the matan on behalf of the other person were a self-appointed shliach, like a chotzer, chotzer mitam shluch, a self-appointed shliach on behalf of the one who's going to be kind of the matan. And there's no shliach, there's no shliches for a cotton. But the other Rishonim disagree, the Ramban and all the Talmidei HaRamban, all the Chachmi Svara disagree, and they hold no, that shliach is lav mitam shliach. Shliach is not considered. Shlichus means like this. When I, let's say, I make a shlich to give a get to my wife. The Isha makes a shlich to me, mikabel a get. So what do you say when you make a shlich? Yodcha ki yodi, picha ki pi, asiyoscha ka asiyosi. So when the shlich lahilocha gives the get to the Isha, it's considered as if the Baal gave the get to the Isha. When the shlich lekabola receives the get from the Baal, it's considered as if the Isha received the get. So shluchus lodim kir moisa means that it's considered as if the person himself made that maisa kinyan. If you hold the zechiyah mitam shlichus, it means when you pick up the matana on behalf of Pliny, it's considered as if he had made the kinyan and mainly he's kind. If you hold like the Chachmi Svar that zechiyah lav mitam shlichus, it means it's a special din, nothing to do with shlichus, nothing in common. It means you made a maisi kinyan and the Torah is mechadish that your maisi kinyan worked for someone else. That's a starting chiddush. Normally you say whoever makes the kinyan is kind. If you didn't make the kinyan, you're not kind. Here, if you hold zechiyah lav mitam shlichus, what you're saying is that the Torah made a new parasha, that even though you made a kinyan, the other person can be kind of with your kinyan, even though the kinyan does mishtaltzach to him. The halois relates to him, and not that the maise kinyan transfers over to him. If you would have said tchiyah mitam shlichah, so the pshat is yotcha ki yodi, asiyoscha ka asiyosi, picha ki pi, you picked up the kinyan, you had das, it's considered as if the mekabel amatana made the kinyan, as if the mekabel amatana had das, if he had appointed you as a shliach, and you did everything for him, and it relates to him, and he did it all. So that's the major machlokes of Rishonim, and that's the major nafkemina la'alocha. Then you have more nafkeminas that, according to Rashi and Tosfos, that tchiyah is mitam shlichus. So there's the din of tchiyah lekotan. It's a mishnah that you can be zeich on behalf of the kotan. That din tchiyah ba'ad kotan is only mitzvah rabbanan. It doesn't work minatir. So here the Pnei Yeshua has such an interpretation in this Gemara. And the Gemara says that. Why? So he says because you're working with Zachin Liadim Shalai Befanav. The Zachin Liadim Shalai Befanav is mitam shlichus. See, mitam shlichus. So just like we have it in Ein Shaliach Lidvar Aveire, you cannot make a shlich to do an Aveire for you. See, here also, Not only when I appoint a shliach to be mekadosh the grusha, I'm a kohen. I appoint a shliach to be mekadosh the grusha for me. Say ein shaliach ledvar ver. The whole shliach is batlam avutl. That's how the Nabi Yehuda. That if Yehuda with the Pnei Yeshua, they're learning like that there, like the Chazanish, they hold that it's absolutely bottle of utl, not like Rav Chaim who thought that it was wrong, like the other day, they hold that the whole Shlichus is bottle, not just the Aver doesn't come back. So he says, not only when I appointed you as a Shlich to do an Aver, he say, Ein Shlich Adar Aver, even in the case of Zochin Liyadim Shlei Befanim, Zochin is also a form of Shlichus. Even though I never appointed, the person doesn't even know that I'm accepting a matonah for him. But that's the halacha. It also works midin zechiya mitam shlichus. So here you would also say that ain't shaliach ledvar aver. That's how the Pnei Yeshua learned the Gemara. So the Nadi Bihuda, first the Nadi Bihuda said with the Mishnah al Melach. Not only did he say ain't shaliach ledvar aver by an aver de rabbanon, not only by an aver de rice, even by aver de rabbanon. So he says the cherem de rabbeinu gershom not to divorce bal korchas an aver de rabbanon. He assumes. But that still prevents the whole shlichus of being chal. So he says, "Bizman hazeh, after the chem der Rabbeinu Gershom, if a baal will give the get in person bal karcha, it'll be chal. He'll be in violation of the aver, but it'll be chal. But if he sends a shliach to give the get bal karcha, it'll be ein shlich aver. Then he wants to, but that's not bizman hagemara. He says, "Bizman hagemara, there was yet no avera. There was yet no avera that you would say ein shlich aver. Now he says, but even bizman hagemara, he wants to say does a dachav lachrini." Chav Lachrini, the Pnei Yeshua said, whenever Chav Lachrini is an Avera. So he says, the husband divorces his wife, calls man, the husband is married to the wife, is Chai V'Sher Ksus V'Yoyna. He divorces the wife, so he's not Chai V'Sher Ksus V'Yoyna, he's Mapsed. Mapsed money. Mapsed money. Mapsed the wife. Mapsed the wife money.
Circular reasoning.
No, so true, I can give the get Bal Korcho to the Yeshua when she's here in person. But if I want to send the shliach to do the dirty work for me, if I do it by kocha, like, all right. I did the aveira in itself, but I'm mafsid her. So the halacha says it's chal. But if I send the shliach to be mafsid my wife, he says does the chen shliach is aveira like teiches of achoy the mokem shachav lachem. Huh?
No, it's not that. There's not the same amount.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no. I mean, the oyna is not going to be offset by the ksuvah. She's not going to have a husband. She won't have any husband. It's not offset by the ksuvah. That's a shtickle term. So the yes, the Nadi Bihuda. How can you say that? How can you say
that
you send the shliach to give a get bal karcha? There is a get bal karcha medina de gemar if the husband gives in a person. But whenever he sends a shliach to be megarish bal korcha, that the whole shliach is cancelled because of the chayim der Rabbeinu Gershom. And afilu bizman ha-gemare, it's also no good because of ein shaliach ledvar avere, like this Yeshua learned over here in the Gemara, that what? That atayfiz labal chayim mokin shachav lachem loy kona is because chiyim itam shliach is an ein shaliach ledvar avere. Whenever it's chav lachrini, whenever you maps it some in moment, so that's called an avere. So that's what another view said, even bizman ha-gemare would be ein shaliach ledvar avere. So the yes is against the Gemara, the way Rashi learned so far. Rashi learns that the Gemara said that the Brice is talking about a special kind of shlichus that the husband appointed a shlich to give the get to the wife against her wishes, the favorish against her. So the Nadi Bihuda says, this is not a kasha. The only time it would be Medina the Gemara, it would be Ein Shalich Adarveh, is if the Nisuin, when the husband is already Chai Ben Sheikh Susviyana. But if it's only after Erisin, there are two stages to the marriage. By us, these two stages are one after the other. We just have 5 minutes in between. We read the Ksuv in between and that's all. But Bizman HaGemara, Bizman HaTanach, there will be a year in between. So the Chasim would give a ring to the Kal. When they get engaged, that's Shiduchim. That's a different thing. But when they get married and he gives a ring, he says, Hariyat Mekudeshes, that's Erisin, that's Kiddushin. So they're married. She's an Eishes Ish. And then she remains with the status of an Eishes Ish, an Arusa, until she marches down the aisle under the chuppah, a year later, half a year later, whatever it's going to be. Then she becomes a Nesua. So there are several differences between an Arusa and a Nesua. So one of them is that the husband is not Mukhid, Meshech Sus V'yayna, until Nisuin. The Shibud, the Din is Minatayra, the Oris is permitted to live with the Arusa. There's no Isad Biyah. The Mishnahis have that's a Gzeira de Rabbanon. Pashipshat, the Mishnahis, beginning of Ksuba. It's only Exera de Rabbana, the Oris is also Barusasa. That's why the Yerushalmi says, Abol Arusasai, Makinosa Makas Mardis, the Ramah quotes at Shetetze Nafsho, Shvera Rambam. But the Yerushalmi says, Makinosa Makas Mardis. Why Makas Mardis? It's for one who violates an Isa de Rabbana. Some Rishonim write Paladik that it's an Issa Deraisa. The Avudram and the Shitim Kovetz is called such a Shita. That Oris Asa Baris Asa is an Issa Deraisa. He wants to say that he's Chayv Misa. He says when the woman is in a Suwa, then it's only a Chayv Misa to other people, but she's Muteris to the husband. She's only an Arusa. Even the husband is Chayv Misa if he's Bala. A husband is Chayv Misa. The Pasha Pshat the Mishnais is certainly not. The Pasha Pshat the Oris is also Barisosa is only Midi Rabbanan. That's why the Ramam quotes the Rishami, that Abuel Arisosa, the base Chamim is Makin Oso, Makas Man, right? Like Matabar Pesach and Issa de Rabbanan. So this is only an Issa de Rabbanan. So even though he's Muta Barisosa, but he's not Mukhuyev in Sheikh Susviyana, there's no Shiburoina. The Shiburim of Sheikh Susviyana only begin after the Nisuan. So that's how the Nadab Yehuda is Miyashiv. In that Shuvah, he says that this Gemara that says that it's possible for the husband to give a get Bal Korcha Filayide Shaliyah. He can send a shliach, so he says, Mitzad the Cherem the Rabbeinu Gershem, it's Kodem Cherem the Rabbeinu Gershem. So that Aveira doesn't exist yet. And Mitzad the Chav Lachrini, Hochama Askinon Barusa. We're talking that the girl is an Arusa. So there is no Shibudim of Sheikh Sisviyan. But if it would have been an Asuah Taka, it wouldn't have been Chal. That's how he eased his way out. And the others didn't like the Teretz that he gave. The others didn't like. Anyway, the whole Kash only was the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns the Gemara that that's the Pirish Amilus there. That we're talking about a case that the husband sent the shliach to give the get to the wife bal korcha and to give the shtav shechet to the eved knani bal korcha. So you see, the Gemara is talking about a shliach to give the get bal korcha. So it's an often a Gemara against the Nadav Yehuda. So he had to deal with it. Tosis has so many kashas on Rashi. Tosis says that's what we asked before. So how can it be a machlekes or a meyer nachacham with it's a schus or a chayva by the shtav shechet? If you know we're talking about a case that is bal korcha, he doesn't want to go free. He wants, when Lincoln freed the slaves, a lot of slaves didn't want to go free. They remained behind. So they say, no, no. So they don't go free. So here also, if you know the Farish that the Yevit doesn't want to go free, so how can anybody say, how can it be a machlek zameh rabbanim? Avad it's a choyv. If we're talking, if the meduber is that it's balkon. So Taisis quotes that Rabbeinu Hanano gives in Gantz and a different shot. In the middle of the Taisis, Bishlich is balkorcha. Say, Benirike Pirish Rabbeinu Hanano. First they quote Pirish Rashi. So then they ask, how can it be? How can it be if you're talking about it? Ain't a nira. Taisus, yes, on the fourth line and fourth line in the Taisus. Ain't a nira. How can Rashi say like the dimari b'shlichas bal korchayu? If you're talking about a case where you know in advance that the eved doesn't want to go free, so how is it rabbanu nami mordu dechayz be eved? And zochel bal korchay. How can you say machlek zamen the rabbanu whether it's a schus or eved? But if you don't know one way or the other, it's a Rav Meir holds that it's a chayv and a Rabban holds chus. But if you talk about a case, you know in advance that the Eved doesn't want to go for Yavad, it's a chayv. So the Taisa says the Rashi is impossible. But Nira Kepirish Rachin Gans in a different shot. We're not talking about a case of a Shliach Bal Korchai. We're not talking about a case of a Shliach Bal Korchai to be Megavish and Isho or to be Meshach and Eved Knaini. No, it means an undervoid. So he says like this. It says like this, the Braise, Rabbeinu Hanan learns, the Braise is telling me a din that's a shtikal achidush. That Eve, the husband wrote a get ready for his wife, and the wife is not here. So I give the get to someone else, and I say, Zai zaycha the get on behalf of my wife. Be zaycha on behalf of my wife. So the Braise says, achidush, no, that's ein chavin lo adam, shalai b'fana, it's no good. So I can back out, Chazor. I can always back out because you weren't kind of the get for the wife yet, because it's a fight. And if I would say by Shtar Shichra, I wrote a Shtar Shichra, and the Yebed is not here, and I want to give it to him, so I give it to you, so that would be a Machlek Zamein Rabban. So that's has a Shtikl Chidish over here to say that if you declare that it's a Chayva, so I can't back out. But by Kiddushin, so he says, quote Rabbein Chanan, by Kiddushin is a Milsud Pshita that I can back out. Why? Because by Kiddushin you need Daso Ish, Vidaso Ish, and need Dashnehem. So even if my Das is all prepared, but we don't know yet what the girl has to say about the matter. We don't know whether she wants or not. So it's a double pasha that I can back out. I can't say Zai Zeicha the Shtar Kiddushin, Be Zeicha the Ring on behalf of the girl, she should become an Eishes Ish. There's nothing to talk about. Of course there's going to be Chazara, that's Pshita. But by a get and by a Shtar Shichur, since if I would have given it, Bal Korcha would have been Chal. We're not talking about Bal Korcha. If I would have given it in person, we're not talking shliach. If I would have given the get to the Isha Bal Korcha and the Shtar Shichur to the Yevid Bal Korcha, it would have been chals, even though we're talking that they're not here. And I give it to someone else to be zeicha for them, since I have the whole power rests in me to do the whole shichur. And the gerishins, I would have thought maybe once I give it over, I would have said,
she has the power to do it.
Maybe I have the power to say zochin. Maybe you should say zochin also bal korcha over here. Even if it's not a schus. So that's why the Brisa had to say no. If I get isha, it's not going to be chal bal korcha. You have the power to give the get bal korcha if the woman is here in person. But to give it to someone else to say, you be zeich on behalf of my wife, you only say zochin abishleib ifonav if it's a schus, not if it's a choiv. And by the shtashichur is a machlek zamei and the rabban. If you hold it, it's schus is good. But if you hold it, it's choiv. It won't be worth bal korcha, even though one could have perhaps argued the point and said, aye, but I'm the whole balabos, so why shouldn't I have the power, why shouldn't I have the ability to be megarish and to be mishacher bal korcha, even if they're not here? They're not here. So it has to work with the regular, normal rules and regulations of zochin. So if it's not a schus, it doesn't work. That's how they quote the pshat from the Rabbeinu Hanan. So the Rabbeinu Hanan learns, we're not talking about it. It never says anywhere in Shas. This is the only place. And over here, then, the Rabbeinu Chananel says, it doesn't even say it over here either, that you can make a shliach bal korchai. You can make a shliach to give a get to the isha bal korcha of the isha. There is no such gemara. Rashi learned the gemara like that.
Yeah.
But the way Rabbeinu Chananel learns the gemara is just saying like this, since there exists a din on the books that you can give a get bal korcha, and you can give a shtashich bal korcha, it's going to be chal. So one might have argued, one might have perhaps made a mistaken thought, that you can even say zochin. Shalai b'fonav, even if you don't know what they want, even if it may perhaps turn out to be a choiv and they won't want it. That's the pshat, that's the chiddush. We have such a svar, l'moshel, there's a din, the Tanoim Darshan from the Pasuk that says by get. The Pasuk says, Vishilcha mi beisar. It says the husband writes a get, and he b'nasim, yada vishilcha mi beisar. So the Gemara learns that from Vishilcha, shehabalo is a shliach. Then it says again, it says the husband divorces his wife, she goes marry someone else, then he divorces her, so her first husband is not allowed to be married. First husband is not allowed to take back the wife, that's called Machzik Rishos. So it says twice in the Chumash, Vishilcha. The first husband divorced her, then it says the second husband divorced her, the first husband. So that's what Taisa says on the Gemara. Vishilcha the first time tells you it's a remnant to the din, Shahabal is a shliach. Vishilcha the Tzvetamal tells you that the wife can make a shliach. And then we read it as if the two are one next to each other, even though they're not. So I question exactly what the drush is. Malamed shashliach has a shliach. That if the baal makes a shliach to give the get, and then the shliach is traveling from New York to California and takes him, he's going by foot or by bus, whatever, and then he decides to stop in Chicago, he doesn't want to go, so he can make a shliach sheni, and the shliach sheni go to California. So the shliach has a shliach. So when do you allow shliach has a shliach? Let's say the isha makes a shliach the kabbalah saget. Isha makes a shliach lekabolos aget. The isha lives in California, and she doesn't want to travel to New York to get from the husband. So she sends a shliach to be mekabel aget, and the shliach wants to stop in wherever in Texas. I don't know. He doesn't want to go all the way. So can the shliach Isha make a shliach sheni for kabolos aget? Doesn't say in the Gemara. The Gemara just says shabal shliach abal can make a shliach sheni. The Mishnah is in Gittin. The Baal gives a get to the shliach, v'cholo ha-shliach, he takes sick and can't continue, so he gives a get to the shliach sheni, and shliach sheni gives it to a shliach shlishi, till somebody finally brings the get to the isha. Never says in the Gemara one way or the other whether the shliach isha can make a shliach sheni. So the Ramban has a taitchen, a Gemara later, the Ramban has a taitchen, it's quoted la'aloch and shulchan aruch that no. Ramban interprets the Gemara, that's a premise of the Gemara. That ain't shaliach is a shliach by the shliach lekabolas aget. Why? Because the Gemara says later, no has to, the Gemara has a klal. Mili loy mimser on the shaliach. That goes on shliach is a shliach. That means when do you say shaliach is a shaliach? The first shaliach can appoint the second shliach. That's when I made. The Baal gave the shliach a get. He should give the get to the isha. So then he empowered the shliach rishon. The shliach rishon, right. The shliach rishon is a bailim. He has a kerach bailim. So just like the Baal himself can make a shliach, so now the shliach rishon has a din bailim, so he can be mimane a shliach sheni. But if I made a person a shliach, it's on a shvacha maisa, and a shvacha zah mili. Mili means a bunch of words. The Gemara's case of mili is like this. The Baal says to someone, I authorize you to write the get. And then the Baal goes away. And then he didn't realize that this guy doesn't know how to write a get. He writes English. He doesn't know how to write a get. So he asks someone else to write a get. So I empowered you to write a get. So you're a shliach. Can you appoint a shliach sheni? So the Gemara says, no, mili, just words. I didn't give you a get to give over. I just asked you to write the get. So that's when the Gemara says, "Lili la mimser on the shlicha." It doesn't mean I can't make you a shlich to write the get. I don't have to write myself. The simple meaning of the Gemara is that shaliach is a shlich geitenstein by a mili case. That's the pashup shot. There's a famous shverer itvot. There's a maharit. The Chuvas Maharit has a famous Shverer Chuva that all Achronim disagree with. Maharit says that if I want to make a shlich to be magdish a carbon for me, I have a whole herd of behemoths, and I want to bring a carbon Pesach, I want to bring a carbon Shlomim, whatever. So I send the shlich. I say, you pack out a nice behemoth, and you'll be magdish the behemoth that you'll single out. So the Maharit says you can't do that. You cannot be magdish al yidei shliach, because mili la mimsur l'shlech, since it's only word, zay magdish ha-behema, you cannot appoint the shliach to do something as word. So all the Achronim is, that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara goes on shliach is a shliach. When does the shliach rishon have the ability to appoint the shliach sheni? When I made him a shliach on a zaftig zach, yeah, on some concrete thing, I gave him over again. But if it's only in the luften, just mili, then shliach rishon cannot make a shliach sheni, but shliach rishon can a yeh machen. There's a Gemara in Tamura also talks about Gagan Shehigdash Aydesh there. So the X against the Chuvas Maharit. So the Pashab Shat and the Gemara in Samach, Vav like that. That Mili La Mimsel L'Shliach goes Shliach Rishin cannot make a Shliach Shein. So there's a long Abdi Miluin. The Tzaytah Hashin has a Sefer and Evan Ezra and Shulchan Achman Ezra. It's called Abdi Miluin. He's Mesadar all the Shittas of Rishin. It's not the same. The Tzaytah Hashin Achashin Mishpat was published by the author himself. The Sefer on Ibn Ezer, he started to prepare it. He never finished it, Bechaya. So it was finished by his son-in-law. His son-in-law was Shlomo Yehuda Rappaport, was a famous maskam. And is missing a lot there. So that's why a lot of people don't like to use Davne Miluim, because it was put together by the son-in-law. He has Akdoma there. As Akdoma, he writes about Freud, all kinds of psychology, all kinds of interesting things. Anyway, but in the yeshivas, in the literary yeshivas, they do use. Davne Miluim, he quotes all the Rishonim. He doesn't have so many chidushim, not as strong as the Ktzais, but he quotes a lot. So Davne Miluim quotes all the various shitas and Rishonim, what's called Mili and when is it not called Mili. Which cases do you say Shliach is also Shliach and which not? So one of the Rishonim, Lamashal, we said by the Shliach HaBaal to give the get. So that's the Feirish in the Mishnah. That's the original Pasuk, the Shilach HaShilcha. Malamish Shliach has a shlech that goes on the shlech HaBaal LeGarish can make a shlech sheni. That's Mishnais. The other case, the shlech HaIsha LeKabolas HaGet cannot appoint a shlech sheni. That's no Gemaras. But the Ramban said that interpreted a Gemara like that, and that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. B'li Chayli. The Mechabit quotes Yesh Omrim. Says Yesh Omrim, Shein shlech HaIsha LeKabolas HaGet Yochel as a shlech sheni. So that we accept Allah. So what about everything in between? Let's say I make a shlech to give a matona. Make a shlech to buy something for me, to sell something for me. When do you say shliach is a shliach manat? So all varieties of different sheep. That I make a shliach to be mekadosh and ishus. Some Rishonim say, if I gave him kesef, if I gave him a shtar, then I gave him something in his hand, then it's not mili, then it kicker. But if I just told him, okay, go buy a ring and be mekadosh and ishus, and I'll refund the money later. So then it's mili. It all depends whether I gave him something tangible I didn't give him. Different sheetas. So there's one day and Rishonim, that's what the Avner Miluim quotes, the Mordechai quotes all kinds of Rishonim. The Mordechai was one of the Bali Atayis. They quotes a Kaddish Medrus during the times of the Crusades. So they traveled through Europe on their way to Eretz Yisrael. So they would kill all the Jews and all the community, whoever didn't want to convert. So they had different Bali Atayis who killed our Kiddush Hashem. So the Mordechai quotes this Kaddish Medrus, one of the Rishonim who was killed in the city Druze, a city in the France. They quote the Kaddish Medrus says that the only thing, the only case in the whole wide world, the shliach, he says shliach is only by the shliach haged, only by the shliach habal. All other cases are called mili. Everything is called mili. Manish Tana, so he says because the baal can give the get baal korcha, full power. I don't have to command to the other person for anything. So when I give the get to the shliach now has full power to give the get baal korcha. So full power. So then he's mamash abaylim. So then he can give. But all other cases in the world is shliach or shliach. You don't get that impression from the Gemara. Gemara sounds like there's some cases on mili. That's why most of the Rishonim hold some cases are mitzvah. Yeah, only by Shtar Shichur and Mistameh he'll say the same. By Getisha, by Shtar Shichur, the only two kinyan that can be done by Korcho. So there's a real full Koyach HaBailah. So then, and only then do you say, the Shlich HaYis and Shlich. So that's Azam in Svore. That's how the Rabbeinu Hananel is working with over here.
What's the difference between 100% bilus and 99% bilus? Bilus is bilus. If you have to
have the right to appoint a shliach is only if I'm the bilus. If I'm the husband, the wife, whatever, the kohen, the moicher.
But like a matana, if I give you a matana to give to somebody else, he can make a shliach too.
So that he would know,
but because
that
he knows that now. According to him, not. But it's still a bilus. It's his bilus.
I'm a bilin. But when I give it to you as a shliach, you're not a bilin.
Yeah.
Since you're not a bilin, you cannot appoint a shliach sheni. The only time the shliach rishon can appoint a shliach sheni is when he has so much power that he can do the chalois without adapting shon kumitz kenanish. He can do it all by himself. He can even do it by Korach of the other party. So then I say, oh, he's mamish like the Bailam himself. He has the Korach HaBailas.
Power of attorney.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's also Milis. The power of attorney. The Shliach LeKavodah has the power of attorney.
Right. So all
he can pass
power of attorney is a Shliach.
Yeah. So that's Milis.
That's the Shaila. Power of attorney means a Shliach. Power of attorney means a Shliach.
Yeah, but he wants to know whether he can make it.
Same thing. That doesn't make it.
No, whether he can make another, whether he can give, transfer the power of attorney.
No, I don't think that makes a difference. It makes a difference whether it's Piksav or Balfour. No, Mili means the thing that he's going to do. The action that I call upon the Shliach to do. Is that a Mili or is that a Maisa? I tell him, write again. Write again. She's still not Mugureshet. It's only a hachone. Hachone, that's called mili. He's going to write the get, and then I have to give it the get. So writing a get is only hachone. So. That's a good kash. What right did he have to make a shliach for kiddushin for his son? He's not the chas. That's a big problem.
Well, probably Yitzchak agreed. Yitzchak told his father.
So Yitzchak made it. So he said Yitzchak made Eliezer the shliach directly.
Yeah, the father sends him.
Doesn't say in the Chumash where's Yitzchak. Yeah, Tosis in Ksubis quotes the Pirka de Rab Lezer that Eliezer made the kiddushin over there.
So they get mullah. They needed a minion.
They said the bichaseris in there. When he brought it back, then they said the bichaseris. Takash? Even the two dinim that you need lishmo and you need and mechuber is no good. That are shared unique dinim that are shared in common over here. person, Avada, that's a Mosad Ipshiti, can back out by Kedushin. That's not a Kiddush. By these two, since these two theoretically could have been given Bal Korach or the Get and the Shtar Shichur, could have been given Bal Korach, so one might have thought that even if she's not here, I have so much power over the Gerishin and over the Shichur Evik Naini, that if the Isha is not here and the Evid is not here, if I give it to someone else, I should say Zachin, even though they're not here, I should say Zachin. Even if it's not a Sfus, I should have the power to do the Get, even though they're not here. So the Braisa tells Mechidish, no, just a minute, you can give the Get Bal Koch if she's here. But if she's not here, you can't say Zachin because it's not a Sfus. That's how the Rabbeinu Hanan alarm shot in the Gemara. That by Kiddushin is the Milsa de Pshita. By Get and by Shtashi Chavikneini, you have a Shtikal Achidish. That's the inside. Venira Kipirush Abena Hananel. That's the Taisis on Yudam and Aleph in the middle of Dira Maschel B'Shlichus. They think it's more correct, the Rachpshat. Cave in the B'yavid V'yishay, Ika Shlichus Bal Korchayu. Since sometimes you can give a Get Bal Korch, sometimes it's possible to give a Get Bal Korch, we're not talking Bal Korch. So therefore, Hava Amina, I would have thought perhaps any Yochel Achzor, if I give it to the Zeich and I say, be Zeich to get for the Yishay, be Zeich V'shtar Shichur, even if it's a Chayv, I would have thought, maybe that's it, I have full power. So the Braisa says, no, if it's not a schus, Avada, that's a Milsa de Pshiti, can back out by Kiddushin. That's not a Kiddush. By these two, since these two theoretically could have been given Bal Korach or the Get and the Shtar Shichur, could have been given Bal Korach, so one might have thought that even if she's not here, I have so much power over the Gerishin and over the Shichur Evik Naini, that if the Isha is not here and the Evid is not here, if I give it to someone else, I should say Zachin. Even though they're not here, she says, Zachin, even if it's not a Sfus, I should have the power to do the Get, even though they're not here. So the Braisa tells Mechidish, no, just a minute, you can give the Get Bal Koch if she's here. But if she's not here, you can't say Zachin because it's not a Sfus. That's how the Rabbeinu Hanan alarm shot in the Gemara. That by Kiddushin is the Milsa de Pshita. By Get and by Shtashi Chavik Naini, you have a Shtikal Achidish. That's the inside. Venira Kipirush Rabbeinu Hanan, that's the Taisis on Yudam and Aleph. In the middle of Dira Maschel B'Shlichus, they think it's more correct, the Rachpshat, Cave in the B'yavid V'yishay, Ika Shlichus Bal Korchayu, since sometimes you can give a Get Bal Korch, sometimes it's possible to give a Get Bal Korch, we're not talking Bal Korch, so therefore, Hava Amina, I would have thought perhaps any Yochel Achzor, if I give it to the Zeich and I say, be Zeich to get for the Yishay, be Zeich L'Shtar Shichur, even if it's a Chayv, I would have thought, maybe that's it, I have full power. So the Braisa says, no, if it's not a schus, he can't do it unless the person is here. If the person is here, you can do Bal Korch. So according to the way Rabbeinu Hanan says, you don't even have a Gemara that says against the Net of Yehuda. It's not a wild Chiddush, the Net of Yehuda, but there's no Gemara against him. Net of Yehuda says that you cannot appoint. He's worried about Rashi. He's worried, sitting for Rashi. Even though Taisus ripped apart the Rashi, he's worried about Rashi.
Huh? how could it not be able to say that Chazar is talking by an Arusa? The Mishnah itself says, according to the Chacham, he's not the Chayv, Ma'an Yitzish Lailos Nisishta Yen Rishoy. An Arusa doesn't have his own. Mishnah itself seems to be talking by Rasul.
The Gneng Shanish, Mistama de Yesta Kashatim. You have to look in the Chivas. Mistama in the second Madura, when he has the defenses, Mistama de Yesta. So now he's in a Kash.
After a year, I think he has Chayvim Zanis.
We just finished learning. The Gemara assumes for Dovah Pashut that the both psulim apply to Shtar Kiddushin. Lishma has to be written Lishma. That's a Gemara Kiddushin. We know that anyway without this Gemara. Gemara Kiddushin starts off, Voyrish Lokish. Does the Shtar Kiddushin have to be written Lishma? And then he was clearing. And then he came to the conclusion, Makash Havai Litziya. The whole source that there is such a thing as Shtar Kiddushin is Makash Havai Litziya. So it has to be written Lishma also. But then the Gemara here also says that it cannot be written the Mechuba. That a Shtar Kiddushin cannot be written the Mechuba. Like we had last week, a get, a Shtar Shichur cannot be written the Mechuba. Right, so then it's last week, two weeks ago, we said over the Arsamech's interpretation, and what's wrong with Mechuba? What's wrong with Mechuba? So he said, because it's always called Teligitach Malgabi Karka. So the way the Yosemech says, so the Gemara says, Teligitach Malgabi Karka is no good by even my Shtar Kiddushin. Even my Shtar Kiddushin is no good. So enough in the Gemara. And what about by Kesef Kiddushin? Yeah. Let's say I want to marry the girl. I put a ring on the table and I say, here, Hariat Mekudeshesli, take the ring. And she picks up the ring, she puts it on her finger. Would that be good? Or you say, no. The Chosin has to put. V'nosan v'yoda baget should apply also by Kesef Kiddushin. So the Rashba in the first daf in Kiddushin quotes the Machlokes HaRishonim on that. That the Gemara, he quotes the Gemara, says that a Shtar Kiddushin in Mechuba is no good. So what about Kesef Kiddushin in Mechuba? What if he's Mekadosh and Isha in Mechuba l'karka? So the way the Yosamech says Mechuba means Tali Kiddushin Mahagabi Karka. So according to the Yosamech, that's a Machlokes HaRishonim. Whether Tali Kiddushin Mahagabi Karka is good or not. The Beis Shmuel quotes a Machlokes HaRishonim about it. The Beis Shmuel on Ebenezer quotes a Machlokes HaRishonim. If the Chosin puts the ring on the table, instead of putting the ring on her hand, on her finger, he puts the ring on the table, he says, Hariyam Kodesh Isli. And she takes it. Is it good? The Gemara only says no good by Ketisha. The Gemara never says any other case. We mentioned there's a machlokes Rishonim and Achrayim. What about Shtar Shichur of the Knaini? To leave Gitach Malgabi Karka is no good. So last week we said, according to the Osamea, who claims that Mechuber is no good by Get, because it's a form of Tali Gitach Malgabi Karka. If I'm going to carve out the Get on the bark of the tree, how is she going to be kind of the tree? She'll have to make a kinyan, Chazoke, Shtar. On the karka, she'll make a kinyan chalipim, whatever, kesef. So she's making the kinyan. She made the mice in the sinah. The only time it gets as good as the husband does the home, the sinah is the get. He has the get, and v'nasam biyoda. The get always has to be bal karka. If you have to come on to the isha, doing the kabbalah taget, take shenish. The bal has to always do the get bal karka. Even though there's a chemder rabbeinu geshem that you're not allowed to give bal karka, you're not allowed to give against her wishes. But once she's in agreement, then the whole Maisa Gerishin has to be done by the Baal. The Isha cannot have any participation. So that was the Yosamech Hezber. If the get is Mechuba the Karka, it's always going to be Tlikit of Magabi Karka. How is she going to get the get? She's going to have to make either Kinya Chazoka or Kinya Kes, or the Kinya Chalipin, or Kinya Shtar. So she's going to have to make the Kinya to be kind of the get. Taikachnish. That's Tlikit of Magabi Karka. So the way the Yosamech said, it's Mefurish in the Gemara. That Kaligidech Magabi Karka is no good by Shtar Shichur Avik 90 also, because the Gemara says Mechuber is no good. And then the Gemara says Mechuber is no good by Shtar Kiddushin. So you say that you need Nesina by Shtar Kiddushin. Kali Shtar Kiddush Magabi Karka is no good. And the Rashba quoted the Machlokes HaRishonim, whether by Kesef, if you Mekadosh by Kesef, whether it's good if it's Mechuber LeKarka. So using the terminology of the Yosamech, that's the Machlokes. Is there anything wrong with Kali Kiddushach Magabi Karka? So the Beis Shmuel had a machlekes achreinim, lost the chayes, and it's a machlekes harishayim. It's the 2 days in the Rashba, on the first daf in Kiddushin.
In a case where the chosin cannot give her the kesef, and she has to take it.
So he has to make a shliach. He has to be mekadosh adi shliach, who is physically able to give it over. Maybe we should say, let's say the chosin doesn't have an arm, physically he can't move. So should you say that Nilsa Diyula Matsyova Shaliach Lamatsi Mashvi, since he doesn't have the physical ability to do it himself, he cannot appoint the Shliach to Tesis and Erev, and that should give him a less such a kasha. Let's say the Baal has to give the get to the Isha, And Nishain lo yadayim. So the Baal appoints a shliach to write the get, and then he appoints a shliach to give the get. Is the chamilsa de'il lo masiyavi shliach lo masi mashvi. The Baal doesn't know how to. He can't write the get. He doesn't have an arm. So Taisa says, nah. It only goes al pidin. If al pidin, he's prevented from doing it. Al pidin, theoretically, he can. Just technically, he doesn't know how to write. He doesn't have an arm. He doesn't have coordination. So that's called iu matziyavi. That's called milsa de iu matziyavi. Okay, that's the Gemara. Now the Mishnah starts with the topic that we were discussing before. This is one of the three chilukim between get isha and shtar shichur, as opposed to all other shtaris. Kol get any shtar. The word get means any shtar. Sheyesh olav eid kusi, if one or both of the witnesses sign on the bottom, is a kusi. So the kus mageri emes, and still the Mishnah says pasul. It's no good. Why? Rashi writes the chashidia eid sheker. We're choshed them that they're going to sign eid sheker. So in the sefer Teferis Yankiv on Gittin, there's a famous sefer on Gittin by the Teferis Yankiv, Rabbi Yankiv Gesundheit. He was the rav in Warsaw. He was the government took away, huh?
Recently, before the war.
No. A long time ago. He died in Warsaw, the Beis HaLevi said it has to. No, it was a long time ago. And the government took away his rabbanit. They gave it to someone else because he didn't have a college degree.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted to convert all the Jews. So the first step was to force all the Jews to have secular education.
Rab Mitam, yeah.
So they insisted all the rabbanim have to have secular education, and those that didn't have, so they were fired. So he lost his position. So then when he died, the Rav said over the Hesped that he said, it says in the pasuk, the mitzvah of Yisrael Hamloch Yisrofucha, when the Melech Bovel took away the government to Titio, took away the Malchus from Titio, so the Navi, which Navi? Yirmiyah.
Yirmiyah
Navi said, when you die, there used to be a minig that served from Malam Elohim. They used to burn all the property of the king who died because no one else is allowed to use it. At a great amount, no one's allowed to use his clothing, his underwear, his shoes, they used to burn it. What are you going to do with it? So he used to burn it. So they said, even though Melech Bovel took away your kingdom, but when you die, he said, they're going to burn your things also. And then they'll call you the Melech. So that was the hesped that the Beis HaLevi said when the Teferis Yankiv died. He said, even though the government fired him from his rabbanus, but we, the Yidin, still consider him the Varshav Arav. Even though the government appointed someone else, he was an Adam Gadol Miyot. So he has a Seifan Chulin, and a Seifan Gittin, always a very original thinker. Very open-minded. A Tzitzit Mishmer Rashi, and from Taisus, and from Shulchan Aruch. He blazes his own trail. Sometimes Aloch HaLamais also. So on this Rashi, he chepes Rashi, he says he never came upon this in any place in Shas. The Kusim HaChashudim An Eide Sheker. So it should say somewhere, in Amishnah, and HaTesefta, HaBraisa, HaGemara, Shulchan Aruch, somewhere. If a Kusi walks into court, you wouldn't accept testimony. I didn't tell you where something. Kusi walks in, you don't believe him because the Choshed Ayei Sheker. So he finds it hard to believe. He says the Pashtus in the Gemara, he doesn't think it's right. We'll learn the Gemara in the Hemshech a little later on the Yomit. He thinks that it means a different thing. The Chashudim not to be medaktik on the Hilchos Shtaris. The Marshal, you're not supposed to sign a Shtar before everything is filled out. And then there's another din that many Rabbonim are not medaktik about. You're not supposed to leave empty spaces in the Shtar. Let's say you have a date, or you have a name, or you have a city. So you, if it doesn't fill in the whole space, so you're supposed to, like when you fill out a check, so you draw a line to make sure that no one should be able to add on anything else over there. So when you're writing out a Shtar, a Ksuba, whatever, you have to fill in all the spaces. And you have to be medaktik that there should be Tzivui HaBaal and Yichud Eidim and so on. So there are various halachas involved. And the Gemara says in Ksubis, it's a chazoka, she'ed Eidim chesmim ala ashtar, alam kei nasa begodl. A chazoka, mishteltzach after chazoka, that the Eidim wouldn't sign the shtar unless everything was nasa kohaidim. So he thought that that's what it meant in the Gemara, not that the chashudim to give Eid a shek and mamish. He finds it hard to believe, like Rashi says it a few times on this Gemara. So he thought that it doesn't mean like Rashi. He would prefer to learn the chashudim that they don't observe the rules and regulations, kohagen, to sign their shtaris properly.
That's the Machlokes in the Gemara.
Are they medaktik? Right.
Yeah,
Rashi learns, are they medaktik in Eidah Sheker?
Sheker, yeah.
That's what he says. He never came across that anywhere else in Shas, only over here. that if a kusi walks into court, that's what he has to should appear in Sanhedrin. And Masechet Sanhedrin, in the third paragraph, lists off all the people who are postulated.
Yeah,
so why doesn't it mention that kusi comes into court, you can't accept testimony? It doesn't say anywhere. Mm-hmm. If you're kusim geri arayis, the nochrin, so the postulators. But if you're kusim geri emes, they're still postulators. If they come balper, so he doesn't believe that. He thinks it's only if they come biksav. If it's eshtar, so then chashudim, maybe they didn't sign it with asa mischayev, maybe they weren't medactic. Maybe they took his word for it, aid me PA. Maybe they signed it shalai kahayim. He thinks that that's the pshat. So the Mishnah has this in where we cannot trust a shtar that's signed by a kusi or two. If one or both of the eidim are kusim, if only one eid is a kusi, one is gosha, it's a shtar beid echot. The chsim of the kusi is disregarded. Except for gitanashim shechri avodim, then it is good.
Even what? The first eid is a kusi eid. And the second, kusi is the second.
Just the opposite.
The Gemara is saying,
it wouldn't sign unless...
right, we have that.
That will have to go to the Gemara, yeah. The Pasha Pshat is only if the kusi is first and he's also first. Okay. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss. So then the Mishnah says, to support this din, there was once Taka Maise by Getisha. By Getisha, the din is that if the Yedis kusi is good, Maise, Shevi, Ulefnei Rabbi Gamaliel, Kfaris Noi Getisha, Vahoyu Eida, Vedi Kusim, Vihichshir.
Two Eidim.
Oh, sounds like both Eidim are Kusim. So take the Chnish, the Gemara said, it's only one Eid is a Kusi, then by Getisha and Shechar Rabbi Knani is good, but both Eidim take Chnish. So the Gemara says, Taka Maise Listar. From the Reisha, the Mishnah sounds only if Eid Echot Kusi, Eid Echot Yisrael is good, then it's good. And then Rabbi Gamliel disagreed, so that's the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Gamliel is machshe by Getisha, even if both Eidim are kusim. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss. So the Gemara wants to know, what's going on in the Mishnah? What's the story over here? To what extent do we trust the kusim when you require some religious dikduk? And to what extent do we not? Mani masnis, and whom does the Mishnah follow? We know there are three opinions among the Tanoim, when can you trust the Kusim, when not. So the Mishnah doesn't correspond to any of the three opinions that we know of. So Loi Tanakame, V'loi Rabbi Lezer, V'loi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Tanya, we have a famous Machlokes HaTosefta, on Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chometz. You have to eat dafke matzah. So if a Kusi sells me matzah, he says he baked it l'shmo. So can I eat it during the duration of Pesach is one question. Is it matzah, is it chometz? Maybe not so frum, maybe they're not so medactic, maybe they let it be chometz. And I feel in Timsi Loima that the kusi is also on Elche, he's medactic on matzah, that it shouldn't be chometz, but on Leil Pesach, Loi died that it can't be chometz, it has to be shmura, it has to be nasa l'shmo. We assume that it's a real din der Eisalpi Pasha, so can I follow Zach on the kusi, that he tells me that he made it l'shmo. Are they so medactic on l'shmo? Maybe he had children do it, maybe he had goyim do the work for him. Maybe it's taka not chometz, maybe he's up to eat that he shouldn't be selling me chometz, but maybe he's going to be giving me something that's not lishmo. So the Braisa discusses. So the first time it says, matzah kusi muteres, it's good for all of Pesach, v'adam yotze b'dechavos, even Leil Pesach, it's even good for the first night. The kusim abagloif, you can trust them that it's not chometz, and you can entrust them that it's not lishmo. That's the Tanakam. That you trust them. So what? So mean the kusim are 100%?
Yes,
100%. So the Gemara says the kusim had their shtick, they only followed what it says in Torah Shabbat. What it says in Torah Shabbat, they didn't accept. Like later the tzdukim, like later the karoim, and later generation. So these both things are kimat. Chomit is a pasuk in the chumash, and the shmo is kimat. The shmat and the samatsu. Doesn't say the perish.
Because they do it for a
gedilim.
That's a different kusim.
Some of them do the same Rabbi Zohar. So the Tanakama holds that by dinim deraisa, what's written in the Chumash, mistama they will be observed. Rabbi Lezer raisa l'vishem b'kim b'dikduk mitzvah. Rabbi Lezer says no, you can't. Yeah. Rabbi Lezer says you can't trust them. Not only can you not trust them for the first night of Pesach that you need lishmo, cannot even trust them for the whole of Pesach. For the basic din of chometz matzah, you can't trust them for that either. Even though it's written in chumash, even though mamish written in chumash, not in chumash. The kusim machashudim, you don't even trust them on that. And the third tana, Reb Shimon Gamliel, it depends. Kol mitzvah shechzikah ba kusim, If it's a mitzvah that we know that they're medaktikan, so then they're very, then they're baglot. Habim medaktik bo yosim yisrael, then they're even more up to heat than the normal Jews, than everybody else.
This is one of them?
Wait. Yeah, yeah. So he says matzah is good. So the Gemara asked, isn't it the same as a Tanakama? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said the same as the Tanakama. That matzah is one of the things that they are up to heat on. So what's the difference? So Rashi says, Rashi quotes from the Gemara. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Chulin says, Abahakol Shechtim Leforesh. Thus, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lo Sufi Atanakama, Mitzvah Shimidivrei Sir, from Venuk Suva Batar. Tanakama says, whatever is ksiva, whatever is written in the Chumash, that you have a right to assume that Mistama the Amalek, whatever is Torah Shabbat Peh, you can't trust him. Comes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no. Even if it's only a Dindara, even a Dindara Bonan, a Torah Shabbat Peh, and generally speaking, they were not, they didn't observe Torah Shabbat Peh, but if we know, if it's a Dov Yaduash, Hechzikubo, that this they do observe, then you can assume that this Kusi is also going to observe. So the Gemara asks, whom does the Mishnah follow? That it says all other shtaris that are signed by Kusi, you don't accept either because you choshed him on a head of Sheker, like Rashi said, or perhaps you choshed that he's not medaktik on the digduki alochas of Chasima said. So Gemara asks, Mani, whom does the Mishnah follow? Itanakame, if he got according to the Tanakame, Filosh Ashtaris Nami, all shtaris should be good. This is the dinim derais. How do you fill out a shtar? This is the hadin derais. Rabbi Lezer says, you can never trust the Kusi from Dan on a head, can't trust. Afilo Gadish Nami Lo. Nothing should be good if he signs a Gadish or Echidnish. Ireb Shimon Gamliel, so Manashach, Shimon Gamliel says it all depends whether we know that they are up Gehit or not. See the Yachzik, if we know that they're up Gehit, that they are Medakteh, so let all stories be good. And need the Loy Yachzik, and if we're not so convinced that they're so Medakteh, so if he'll get Gehit and I'm Gehit, maybe he'll tell me that the up Gehit to sign Gitten, that they're very up Gehit. They'll sign a Get and a Shtashich has to do with Issa the Heter. That'll be medactic. But all story moments, yeah, it's only moments, so they're not so medactic on that. The Chitayim, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he would yachzik b'ho, yachzik b'ho. The Freg de Gemara, so why do we have a tradition that Pshat and the Tanakam is only one eid echod? Kol get sheyesh olav eid kusi, only one eid. Hachimayur yachad. Why do we say only one eid echod kusi is good, even if the both of the witnesses are kusi is also good? So we don't know bechlau what's going on. Eid echod is good, this is good. Apella. So the Gemara finally comes to give the pshat. Now what? Liyaylam, the Gemara says. Last line. Liyaylam, Rabbi Loza goes like the second time. Even though it's a din in the Chumash, you can't trust the kusim. But what? But some of the kusim we know are some of the yeshivas. They get smicha, they become talmid chachamim. So we don't know who the name is. It's a kusi mishpocha. The last name sounds like a kusi mishpocha. But kagon the chasim yisrael b'sof, and the second signature is a yid. He loved the kusi chava habe. If not for the fact that the one who signed before him is an elvach, is a chrum, and leimachtem leimikamed. He so wouldn't have allowed the kusi to sign first. Make markashi hochi. So that's a good proof. So let it be good by all shtaris hazoi. So the Gemara says. So what's the answer by all shtaris? Maybe the Israel sign. Thinking that if Tzachosh Barov, someone important older than him, is going to sign first, he didn't know who was going to be the first base. So maybe he signed second and he left a blank space. Rav Chashovik Laman Nekoshish Minei. So the same thing by the Get, Fregding Marvning Marnei, by Get, the Isham, by Shtashik Ravik Naini, special Takana the Rabbanon, Ein Reinim Chasim, Elazed, Bishnei Zed, they have to sign together. So if he signed second, Yisrael signed second. So obviously he knew that he's signing first, he knows that the Kusi is Afruma. By the Klal Yisrael everything is Lamalim and Ateva, and by the Yom Yisraelim is different. Is it there?
Okay. That's not gesund. That's the one about the Asura, the Bayer, the Baal.